And let's talk now about another woman in power. In Ghana, in a small fishing community on the Atlantic coast of that West African nation, the village has a king, and the king is a woman, a Ghanaian-American woman. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton went to meet her.
It was 2 years ago, at 4 o'clock in the morning, at her apartment in Maryland, that Peggy Lynn Bartels got the news. A relative was calling from Ghana to say that her uncle, the king of Wuchum, had died.
And he said, oh, no, Nana, don't hang up. Nana, we chose so many names, male and everybody. And then when we poured the libation and we did the rituals, and as soon as we mentioned your name, it started vaporing. And we were surprised, so we did it 3 times. So that's when we got to know that you are the king.
Nana Amwa Afenyi VI is her new title, but she's been dubbed King Peggy. This straight-talking 57-year-old is the first woman in her community in Ghana to be anointed a king.
When they told me, I was a little bit reluctant to accept it because it comes with responsibilities. And here is a secretary in the United States. I have my own obligations, bills and stuff. And then coming to becoming a king, you have to be really rich. And then, as if somebody was talking to me, he said, accept it, it's your destiny, and then you'll be helped to help your people.
She now juggles 2 lives, from the palace in Ocham and from a modest condo in Maryland. Since the 1970s, Bartels, who's a naturalized U.S. citizen, has been a secretary at Ghana's embassy in Washington, where she still spends most of her time running royal affairs back home in Ocham, over the phone and on trips to Ghana. On this sweltering day, King Peggy is overseeing her uncle's funeral. A slight breeze is blowing in from the Atlantic Ocean, and the freshly painted blue and white royal residence gleams. In the sandy courtyard, drums are beating, while a man in a trance performs a frenzied dance before a sea of red and black, mourners dressed for a royal burial. The former king died in 2008, but his body was kept in a mortuary until King Peggy could save up enough money to give him a proper send-off. Today she's dressed like a king, albeit with a touch of lipstick, wrapped toga-style in regal red traditional fabric and seated upon a royal stool. Dignitaries attending the funeral include another royal, Nana Bwachi Asafweje, the Sanahini of Asamankisi in eastern Ghana. He said he had nothing but respect for King Peggy.
I'm really surprised at what he has done because I thought being a woman, he can't, but he has competed with the men. So I give him the congratulations. He is now a king, so he has a lot to handle.
Peggy Bartels says most people are willing to work with a woman as their traditional ruler.
The women are so happy for me. They are really on my side, but it's only few elderly men because they are used to bossing a female around.
What sort of things do they say to you?
Listen, you are a woman, so you listen to us. Then I'll also say, I'm in the States, I'm a woman, you chose me in the name of God, so shut up and sit down, and they will sit.
Back in the U.S., King Peggy is on the lecture circuit, talking about Ghana, its traditions, and her fishing community. While she's in Ocham, she presides over fisherfolk and has confronted many hurdles, including, she says, tackling graft and dishonesty within the royal circle.
At first, when I started, it was a tough challenge because they were just collecting our family fishing fees and they were misusing the funds. But I came on so strong, so I had a tough time straightening that out.
King Peggy insisted future proceeds go directly into an account in a rural bank they opened in her village. She rejuvenated her royal council to include people she trusted and has turned her attention to improving the lives of her community. The next project, she says, is to build a high school for students who finished 9th grade. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Ocham, Central Ghana.